Ok, devo dire così. And we're back with another QGIS open day. It's not a Hack Friday anymore, and even if it was, it would not be Friday. So, and today we're joined by Alexander Netto. Welcome, Alexander. Do you want to just give you a quick introduction of yourself to everybody?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Tim. So my name you already know, Alexander Neto. I'm from Portugal, and I've been around QGIS from a while. I'm not a developer. I'm more, I call myself a power user maybe, and a contributor, and I had the luck to work for a couple of years with a very nice team of QGIS developers, where I've learned a lot and where I was were able to give my contributions to the community. And the work that we are going to show today, it's mainly based on that. Other than that, I'm just trying to collaborate as much as I can, but I don't have much time, so this grant was great for me to again to push me to do something.
Can we, before we dive into the actual interesting parts about the technology that you're going to show us, can we just talk a bit about the grant, and can you explain to people who may be not familiar with it, like how did you get the grant? What is the grant program?
I already had this idea of something that I wanted to do for the testing. And the grants are great because they it's something that the project promotes. It's part of the funds that the annually funds that are allocated to this grants program. And the grants project program invites people as collaborators of the project to suggest changes and improvements to. Normally it's improvements, not actually new features and stuff like that. Improvements to the whole ecosystem, let's say it like that. And then it's voted amongst the project voting members, which include the user groups and contributor voter members. And it's